When this whole idea came up, I assume that the Fargo-Dome Authority, it didn't take long to figure out that, hey, we should get involved with this and make sense for us to be a player here.
Yeah, correct. So if we go back to 2023 and 2024, when we originally did our work on the renovation to the Fargo Dome, which that was a $110 million project, we were also looking at the convention center, adding the convention center to the south side of the Fargo Dome. The sales tax vote in 23 and 24 did not go through, so the renovation of the Fargo Dome did not happen after that. And then the convention center in 2024 broke off, did a separate vote for a 3% lodging tax. That passed. The renovation of the Fargo Dome did not pass. And so with the lodging tax passing, Charlie Johnson and his team at the Visit Fargo-Moorhead put together a selection committee to find a site to place the convention center. And the Fargo Dome, having gone through the exercise of trying to locate a convention center the first go-around, thought it worth a while to propose on this, I guess, would be the third go-around for the convention center.
Yeah. So if this comes together and you all are the ones to do it, tell me what happens with the footprint of the Fargo Dome. What changes up there?
Sure. Great question. So we're looking at right now is the convention center would go on directly south of the Fargo Dome. So think of the south side.
Okay. You got a little bit of parking lot area there.
Yep. We got a little bit of parking
between the Bison Sports Arena and the Dome.
Yep, correct. So the footprint of the convention center is, and we'll just use rough number, is 100,000 square feet on the south side. Of that 100,000 square feet, roughly 50,000 square feet is ballroom space. So it's a 1-to-1 for every back house item, 1 foot you have a 1 foot of front house. So it's 50,000 feet of ballroom and then 50,000 feet of back room. And that would be on the south side. Our plan is to then, if you go to the east of that, across the road from the Fargo Dome, is to put a hotel. We're looking right now. We requested responses to our RFP for 140 to 160 room hotel would be to the directly east. If you go south and then to the east of that across that road, and then in addition to that, we're also in our RFP that we requested for developers is to what we're calling the North District, which is on the furthest east side of the south parking lot, so right across from the shack, to do a entertainment district on that particular side. So it's convention center to the south, directly to the east across the street would be the hotel, roughly 100, we don't know that exactly, at 140 to 160 rooms. And then to the east of that would be an entertainment district that would support that area around there.
Okay, so as I think about that, if you go to the east, I always get that confused. Is it 10th or University? Which is the street that goes up? It goes one way north.
The one way north.
I think that's 10th. Whatever it is.
You're right.
It seems like on the other, you said on the east side of that, isn't there housing there already?
Well, no, think of the parking lot. We're only talking about the parking lot when you go to the east. So
I see. So nothing would cross the street there.
Yeah, yeah. We're just looking at, we would reclaim
gotcha.
The parking lot on the east, southeast side of the Fargo Dome property.
I got you. Would all this be connected? Would it be kind of one building that just has different arms to it?
Yeah, our vision is, it's a really good question. Our vision is that the convention center would have a walkway to the hotel. So that would be connected with an overpass or a walkway, above ground walkway. And then in the future, it would have a walkway from hotel to the shack.
Hmm.
That is what the long-term vision is. But the short-term is convention center and then connected to the hotel with a walkway.
You got enough room to do all that? That sounds like a lot of stuff in that parking lot area.
Yeah, we do. So the one of the questions that came up is that if we consume the southeast parking lot, we're going to lose parking spots. That's obvious, right? And so what we, knowing that, we have 3,500 parking spots to begin with. Looking at consuming that southeast parking lot, we would take up roughly, depending on how you look at it, 300 to 400 spots. What we have done, knowing that, is we've had discussions with NDSU to look at their property that they have around that we could use for parking. So there would be when it all comes down, it would be a net loss of parking, but we're looking to minimize that as much as we possibly can. So, and it looks like we're getting there.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. You're losing parking. Now you have, you have a ton of it.
Yep.
So you got the area then to the north, all the stuff you're talking about that would be on the east side of the dome. And then on the west side, you've got a lot of space there as well. How many spots do you think you would lose altogether if you did this plan?
It right now, it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 300 to 400.
300 to 400.
Yeah. And then we're looking at the west side, and there's parking on the south side that we'd negotiate with NDSU. It's not exact, but getting back roughly 200 parking spots.
Okay.
Through these negotiations with NDSU to use their property for parking at the Fargo Dome.
Do we, when it's full at 18,000, I suppose you can get close to 19 for concerts, do we ever use all the parking there now?
Yeah, and then some. Yeah.
Oh, it is.
It gets consumed.
Okay.
It all gets consumed. With 19,000 people coming to the Fargo Dome at one time, it's the amount of parking that you would need is quite a bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you don't have tailgating for conventions, so the people that are using those spots. Do you think you would ever have more than, you have a concert up there, and the concert layout gives you, almost 19, doesn't it, with floor seating?
Yes, that's,
Would you ever have more than that, you think, for any of these convention kind of events that would come here?
Well, not for the convention side of things. I think when you look at the convention side, if it is a convention, we're looking at it a little bit different, is that the ballroom space in the convention center is 50,000 square feet, so that can be used for the convention. Because it is connected to the Fargo Dome, you have another 100,000 square feet of showroom. So if you have, for example, you have the boat show this past weekend that consumed the floor space at the Fargo Dome, 100,000 square feet. If you had the convention center attached to it, now you have another 50,000 square feet that can be utilized for something like that. Another idea that's been dreamed out loud is, for example, conventions, let me back that up one step. Conventions are generally planned months, if not years, in advance, so you know when they're coming. If there is availability on a weekend, for example, in the middle of November, and NSU has a home football game, the thought was that if you have the convention center attached to the Fargo Dome, you could have indoor tailgating to the south in the convention center while you anticipate the start of the football game. So those are just little ideas that have been thrown out there across the board. If you had indoor tailgating in the middle of November, of course, we know what the weather's like around here that time of year. That'd be kind of a fun experience.
Yes.
When there's availability for the convention center. But I do want to point out, as we're going through this exercise and we're down to the final four, the convention center is one component. That's what got us to phase two. And then we have to bring forth the hotel, which is another important component to the project. And then we said, well, if we're going to put the hotel in there, why don't we add the entertainment district? And through our conversations with NDSU, they envision for the what we're calling the North District, that entertainment district over there. It all came together. So between the convention center, what we're looking at is roughly a $40 million project, and then the hotel, which is would be developed by a private party, and the entertainment district would be developed by the private party. That hotel and that entertainment district is projected, of course, these are just rough numbers, to be $100 to $150 million development. So you think of that igniter that would do to the north side of Fargo if you had the hotel and that entertainment district and kind of tie that all stuff together. And the thought was, and the entertainment district, assuming that comes together, was, the concept is think Dinky Town, that kind of area where the whole college environment has that experience.
Kind of a big plaza area.
Yeah, exactly.
Food, skating park or whatever. You can do
outdoor theater or something where they have bands going on. So, our project starts at the convention center with the hotel, and then you add along the north. You're looking at, a potential $200 million project on the north side.
But the Fargo Dome Authority would only run the convention center piece of it.
Thank you for clarifying. Yes, the only part that we would be managing would be the convention center. The hotel and the entertainment district would be managed by the development side, a private development side.
So the big question that always comes of this is, how are you going to pay for it when it gets up and running so it doesn't lose money all the time? And the city commission says, oh, yeah, a big check. Now we got to write for this. I would guess that one of your position statements on this that you would say works in your favor is we already have a team that's running the dome already. So another facility there, the administrative costs would be less than having to start all over again.
That's exactly right. So like as we've gone through the exercise of this, this is just a simple anecdotal item, is the FF&E furniture, fixture, and equipment that would be needed to add it to the convention center. Based on the calculations that have been run thus far, is we only have to buy half of that because we already have that inventory for the Fargo Dome. So you have that efficiency. Then you have the human resource efficiency we have on that side. So, yeah, there's a lot of efficiency that come with it.
Will it be hard to find developers that want to get involved in a project like this and put something like this together?
Well, that's another good question. We did put on RFP, and we did receive response, and we're going to start the kickoff meeting with that group to explore their vision of that. So we actually did get a response of a party saying, yes, this is something we would like to investigate and work on.
Okay. Do you need more than that or just – get one that you like and you could be set?
Well, we did put an RFP for responses, and we did have that out for quite some time.
Oh, okay.
We received a response to it, a very reputable company that would have the muscle to do it.
Give me a sense, and for our audience here, paint a picture for me, okay? So this all gets built. We got the Bison maybe playing a football game on a Saturday in the Dome. Tell us what's happening in the convention center and the entertainment district. Kind of paint that picture, if you would, of what you see when you look ahead on this.
Yeah, as far as the convention center, you know, as I mentioned earlier, a convention is typically planned, as we've learned, is typically planned 18 to 36 months out in advance. So you know that that's coming. So for whatever, say you have the Pheasants Forever National Convention that comes to Fargo, we'll know that well in advance. So what we envision is you have that convention, you have the hotel next to it. People are staying at the hotel. You have the entertainment district next to it so they can walk 50 feet over to the entertainment district and enjoy that area. The entertainment district is the vision right now. Of course, that can change, is to have a stage up there so you could have live music playing in the summer and the fall, or perhaps
kind of like
spring.
What they do with the lights over there.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of an area of enjoyment, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of a general plaza area where people can go in there and hang out and have a bite to eat, maybe have a pop or ice cream or a beer or something like that, but just kind of a festive environment. Which also, you know, connects to the NDSU side, so the students can enjoy it, the people from Fargo can enjoy it, or anybody can enjoy it. The convention goers can enjoy it also. So, you know, that's kind of the grandiose vision is that when you have people come to a convention, is you not only do they go to the convention, but what do they do after the convention and creating that environment so they can enjoy the evening nightlife, if you will. Get the Fargo experience,
yeah.
Not just come here, go to the convention, get their goodie bag and leave, but get exposed to what is available in Fargo, what the life is like here.
Yeah. We talked a little bit earlier about the process of making sure that the whole thing can make sense financially and it doesn't continue to be an ongoing check that the city has to write all the time here. And the entertainment district, the hotel, restaurants and all that would kind of be its own thing. You told us about that, so that makes sense. But What assurances can you give the people of Fargo that if this happens and you all are the ones to do the convention center piece of that, that that's going to be something that is not going to be a big burden going on for finances?
Right. So the financial modeling, we're just about through all the financial modeling. And the way it looks, the first 1 to 3 years is your build out. Or excuse me, once it's finished, let's go to the point when it's finished and it's operational. Once it's finished and operational, the first 1 to 3 years, the facility would be projected to lose money. It's not it's not millions of dollars. It's hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's your build up, ramp up from that. And then after four and go forward, it stabilizes is what the projection looks like, and it becomes a break even, much like the Fargo Dome. Is part of what the Visit Fargo-Moorhead has done with that 3% lodging tax is they've carved out a portion of that 3% to allow for operating deficiencies for the first 3 years, and then also they've built in some retainage for capital expenses. So there is a safety net similar to what the Fargo Dome did when it was set up, is that it has revenue coming in to cover the net operating loss in the short term, hit stabilization. Once you hit stabilization, that money that was used for the operating loss then starts to drop into the capital account, and that builds for future capital expenditures that go on to the building. That is how the Fargo Dome was set up way back when, is that money was excess money was accumulated, put in the permanent fund, which we're sitting on roughly $45-48 million of excess money. We draw down on that, on the interest on that, to pay for capital expenditures at the Fargo Dome. That is the same model that we're looking at the convention center, is to slowly build up the convention center capital funds. So over time, it's in excess, if you will, but we can draw down the interest to maintain the building.
Can you look the taxpayer of Fargo in the eye and say, you're going to be glad you did this? This is not going to be something that's going to continue to dog us as far as finances go 5-10 years down the line?
Yes, I would say with confidence. I mean, you look at how the Fargo Dome model worked, and we're using the same model for the convention center. Of course, things can change. We can't predict that. But if the model worked for the Fargo Dome and we're using a similar model for the convention center, every reason to believe that it won't become a financial burden on the to the taxpayers of the city of Fargo. And I would add that we're very conscientious about that, not to be a financial burden onto the city of Fargo. And we've had the luxury at the Fargo Dome to never ask for a dime from the city of Fargo for any operating or capital expenses. And it's worked out very well. We envision the same thing for the convention center.